Let us start from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah the Prisha Shiva L'Yom Echadu. The Gemara and Daf Beis Amud Beis had brought down the drosha that Lechaper is coming about that Ma'ase Yom Kippurim needs Prisha. And then the Gemara asked, it's a lot of kashas. Maybe it comes to include other kalbonis. Maybe it comes for the regolim, for Shmini Atzeres, for Shvuis. The Gemara said terutzim. Now the Gemara is takashe ve'eimer Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the Pasuk Lechaper is coming also on Rosh Hashanah, that you need the prisha shiva le'yemechatu. You have to be perish shiva shomim for the avoid of yemechat. Omar Avabo, donim par va'ayil shaloi, mi par va'ayil shaloi. By the Shmini Lemiluyim was par va'ayil shaloi. And by Yom Kippurim it's also par va'ayil shaloi. Lafuki atzeres v'roish shone, the tzibo ninu. The par va'ayil is mishal tzibo. So Memele, so it's not, so we're medame dafke, the avoida of the kabonis, which are similar to the kabonis of the Yem Shmini Lemiluyim. Let us see what Rashi says. Donim po va'ayil shaloi de miluyim, mishiloyu, the miluyim is mishaloi, d'chsiv kach lecho ego. B'yem HaKippurim namika po v'ayil mishaloi b'zoi shavei aron al HaKodesh v'par ben boker. Then it says later shaloi also. Lafuki atzeres v'roish Hashanah d'tzibur ninu. So memele you can't learn it out. So the Gemara says this alone is debatable. That Yem HaKippurim is shaloi. And miluim is shaloi. Hanicha l'man d'yomal. There's a machlikes tanoim. It says, kach lecho samin. So one man, the Yomar, says, kach lecho, mishal lecho. Lecho means mishal lecho. Vasei lecho, by the chatzaitzres, it says, asei lecho, shtei chatzaitzres, it's also mishal lecho. So, okay, so if you darshan the shal lecho, means, lecho means mishal lecho, so it's very good. Elaman, the Yomar, mishal tzibo, but according to the Tanit. That holds, even though it says lecho, afal pikein, it is mishal tzibu, ma'ikol ameima. It's not a gemara brings down the machlokes tanoim. Desanye, kach lecho, mishal lecho. Vasei lecho, mishal lecho. V'yikhu eilecho, that's by shemen zayizoch, mishal tzibu. So lecho means mishal lecho, so it's very good. So then this teretz, is a good teretz. Divrei Rabbi Yashi. Rabbi Yonis and Noima, bein kach lecho, bein v'yikhu eilecho, mishal tzibo. Lecho also does not mean that it should belong to you. Uma talmud loima kach lecho, kivyochel, the chirik is from the Shlo HaKodesh, kivyochel mishalcho ani roitze yoyser mishalohem. Let us see what Rashi says. Vasei lecho kemoi asei lecho shtei chatzoitz reis kese. Kivyochel, ani shamati. Im hoyo tzibo yochel lehiskaper bishel yochit. If the tzibo would have been able to be miskaper bishel yochit, the Barsky says, mishelloch hoyisi roitze. He says, the Rabbeinu Shalom said, I would prefer that it should be Mishalacha. Not that it is Mishalacha. It has to be Mishal Tzibu. Ani oima, lefi shedovo koshahu loima, shakodish bohu kotzbi Yisrael, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is not happy with the kavonis of Klal Yisrael, Oimer kivyochel kloima al kolcheinu yoimer kein, ki ilu efshe loima kein, v'chein kol kivyochel shebishas. The Shlok Kodesh says, ki'ilu yochel ve'efsha loy mekem. That means if it would be possible. Kiv'yochel means if it would be possible that it could be long to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbein Shalom would prefer this better than that what it is coming from Klal Yisrael. So that's a drash. L'mais it belongs, it's a kolben tzibur, belongs to Klal Yisrael. And the Rebbein Shalom is showing is that he would these machshiv, if it would have belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu, more than that what it belongs to Klal Yisrael. And if it would be possible, he would have wanted it to be from Moshe Rabbeinu. Abba Chonon Omar Mish Abba Kaponim Anigei Alonu Rabbi Yonason holds, even though it says Kach Lecha, it also does not mean that it should belong to Moshe Rabbeinu. It means it's from Klal Yisrael. Abba Chonon Omar Mishum Rabbi Lozor Kosev Echad Oimar Vosisa Lecha Arayin Eitz The Kosev Echad Oimar Vosu Arayin Atzei Shittim. So here it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu should make, and here it seems Klal Yisrael should make. Okay, it said, "Kam bezman sheYisrael oisin ritzayne shel mokim, kam bezman shein oisin ritzayne shel mokim." Zogt Rashi, "Bezman shein oisin ritzayne shel mokim, nikreis o avoido al shmom." So Dachshim the Siach Yitzchak explains that this is a explanation of the previous drasha, that what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam seems to be cut b'mamayinu shel Yisrael, that is davka by ein oisin ritzayne shel mokim. We find the same thing by the Oren also, that if it's oisin ritzayne shel mokim, then the Eibush is merutzah v'osu aroi natzei shitim. But when they're not oisin ritzayne shel mokim, then it's vasisa lecha aroin eitz. Al kolponim, we have a machlokes Rabbi Yashi and Rabbi Yonason. Whenever it says lecha, if it means that it has to mamish belong to the lecha. So according to Rabbi Yashi is good, but according to Rabbi Yonason is shver. That's the Gemara's kasha. So this is not a good teretz. You can't be medamid. You're saying, because by miluim it's shalcha, by im kippim shalcha, he gufe, who says this? And for the Gemara, no, my teretz is a good teretz. Ad kan loy pligi ela bekiches da'alme. By it says, kach lecha samim, there's a machlekes Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yashiye. Vasiya is daume, and it says, asei lecha shteichatzaitzis kesef. It's also machlekes. Kich is daume, kach lecha samim. Asiya is daume, asei lecha shteichatzaitzis kesef. There's a machlekes. Avol hanoch. But these two psukim, the posik that speaks about the kabonus of Yom HaKippurim, and the posik that speaks about the kabonus of the miluyim, Prushi come forish the Mishalachohu. Here it's mefurish that means here you can't say differently. Here it's muchach that the kolben belongs to Aaron. Bimiluyim mirdei ksiv val bnei Yisrael tedaber leimer kichu sir izim lechatos. So it seems that there's like a double raya. First of all, when it speaks about the Bnei Yisrael, says, well, Bnei Yisrael, you should speak to the Bnei Yisrael, Tablaim, Krusir, Izim, Lachatos. Vayomer al Aaron is a pasuk before. Vayomer al Aaron, Kach, Lecha, Egel, Ben Boker, Lachatos. So, first of all, Vais Tachois, that this is not from the Bnei Yisrael. If this would also be from the Bnei Yisrael, so Bnei Yisrael to Daba Leima, Zos Nemen Fa Aaron and Egel, Nemen Fa Zich, Asirizim and Lechatos. If the Pasuk starts off, Ayoymer Alarim Kach Lecha, and the next Pasuk says, well, Bnei Yisrael to Daba Leima, so Vais Tois, that the Kach Lecha means that Aaron should take care of this. It's Mishel Aaron. Then others say another cheshbin, because here it says by the Bnei Sosas, Khusir Izim. Why doesn't by Arna say Kach Egel Ben Boko? So the Lecho is extra. So the Lecho is coming to tell me that it should be Shelecho. Shema Mino Kach Lecho Mishelecho. So Memela by the Meluyim it's Shelecho. V'yoyim HaKippurim Michdei Ksiv V'zois Yovoi Arna Lakodesh Bepar Ben Boko Lachatos. ומאיס הדס בני ישראל ייקח שני שעירי איזם לחטוס, ויקריב אספר החטוס אשר לוי. לא מוליש, מאמינו, היי לוי, מי שלוי. It said that he had, the חשבן, he has a par, and they have שעיריזם, שני שעיריזם לחטוס. What is it say, אשר לוי? So, מי שלוי הוא. So from here we see that the Shmini Lemiluyim and the Kabbalah Shem Kippurim, they have a similarity that both are Mishaloi. Mashen Ken Rosh Hashanah Natzeres is Mishal Tzibur. So Memela, that's why we learn that Yom Kippurim from Shmini Lemiluyim and not Rosh Hashanah Natzeres. Zogt Rashi, עד כאן לא פליגי, תירוצי. כך לך לא מולי, דשון יקרו בדיבורי. ממה שהסחיל לדבר. תמימי wants to make up סגרייז, ממה שסיים לדבר, he wants to say. When the Teire said, Shoni krov dibure mimashe sayim ledaber. That means when it said, that's what he wants to say pshat, because by the kolben it says kru sirizim. It doesn't say kru lachem sirizim. And by Aaron it says kach lecho. So that's what he wants to say pshat in Rashi. The shoni krov dibure mimashe sayim ledaber. Later when it says akicha doesn't say lachem, and here it says, so lecho, so Isis here is coming to tell us it should be Mishel lecho. So that's Rav Abo's teretz. Zok the Gemara weiter, Rav Ashi on Omar donim par lechatos va'ayeli oilo, mi par lechatos va'ayeli oilo. That the korbonis are similar. Besides a par and a ayel, they're for the same korban. The par is for a chatos, the ayil is for an oilo. Lafuki roish ha-shona va-tzeres, the tavayu oilois ninu. It's a par va-ayil, both of them are oilos. So, because we learn out the need a prisha for a similar avoida. This is a different type of avoida. Ravina omar donin avoide b'choyen godu, me avoide b'choyen godu. A third cheshbon. This is an avoyde b'chayin godol, me avoyde b'chayin godol. Yom HaKippurim is avoyde b'chayin godol. The Shmini Lemiluim is avoyde b'chayin godol. Chavala Mizbech is going about Aaron HaKoyin. Lafuki kulu kushyosin delav avoyde b'chayin godol. But all the other kashas we've asked till now, it's not avoyde b'chayin godol, so we need dumye de miluim. So memeila davke yom akipurim. Vidashin lechapas only on yom akipurim. Let us see Rashi. Donim par lechatos va'ayil li'oilo. V'yom akipurim yesh par lechatos va'ayil li'oilo. V'kol ben yochid l'koyin godol. V'zoy shavei ari. V'dishmini l'miluim nami ego lechatos va'ayil li'oilo. Avoide b'koyin godol. This is Ravina's Teretz, B'yama Kippurim, Me'avoyde B'kayin Godol, B'mirlum, D'chsi V'yikav Aron Al Mizbeach. Let us see Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara asked the Kashe, that's good, if you hold all the time when it says, L'choz, Mishal L'choz, that's good. So let's learn out Rosh Hashanah also. Fragt Teis was Teimali. Na hei de Michel Zibo, a filo will say it's Michel Zibo, mi kolmokin hu kolben sheloi u miskaper boi me avoin ha ego ke de ise beteires koyanin. That means if, even though it was purchased Michel Zibo, but the kolben is lezeirech arein, for to be mechap on the chet ha ego. Kedersiv, vasei as chatoscho, vasei losecho, vachaper badcho. Vachaper badcho. Vasei as kolben laom, vachaper badom. So, memele, so, let's not go into the Rechoshim Mishpat, who purchased the kolben. But al koponim, the purpose of the kolben is to be mechaper for Aaron. Vim Cain, that was the kolben of Shmini Lamilui, Vim Cain Lema, Donim Paul Chatesh Sheloi, Shehu Miskaper Boy, Mi Paul Chatesh Sheloi, Shehu Miskaper Boy. Because the kolben of, the kolben of Yom Kippur also is Miskaper Boy. V'donin ayol shaloi shehu soymech olov. Mi ayol shaloi shehu soymech olov. Ki da omba bepek shenim seches beye. V'yikra v'soylo v'yaseh ka mishpat limad al oylas choyve shetune smiche ke mishpat oylas nedove. Al kaponim, there is a similarity between the kolb m'yem ha-kipurim and the kolben of the Shmini Lemiluim. Yesh loim ed einach anami. Davi motzi lishnu yehochi. The Gemara could have said this teretz. Eloha emes metaretz loim. But the Gemara, the kulam amai da hocha de mishaloyu mei because the kamafar is vosel. That means you could have said this is also a cheshman. The Gemara means but it's a poshet a cheshman. A cheshem mishpat gufe. There's a chilek that the kabonis of Shmini Lemiluyim, the Pava Ayil of the Shmini Lemun, the Pava Ayil of Yom Kippurim, both of them are Mishaloi. La Fuki Atzeres V'Reish HaShone De Tovayu Oilois Ninu. Now, when the Gemara Ravashi Yetzer HaTeretz that you learn out Yom Kippurim from Shmini Lemiluyim, because the Pava Ayil, one is Lachat, the Pava is Lachatas and the Ayla is Lo'ilo, Lafuki Reish HaShone Va'atzeres. So with this is Fa'emfot the Kasha of Reish HaShone and the Kasha of Atzeres. Ravine said that you learn out Yom Kippurim from Shmini Lum because this is B'Koyin Gadol, this is B'Koyin Gadol, Lafuki Kulu Kushyoson. All the Kashas are Fa'emfot already. Because this is, we learn out, Avodah B'Kohen Gadol. Tadavka, Avodah B'Kohen Gadol needs Prisha. Lo Yodane, so Tosfos says, Amai Loikoma Hochi La'el, Bishinuye de Ravabo, Lafuki Atzeres B'Reish HaShone, De Tziboninu. Aileime Lafuki Kulo Kishyosa, Ketakoma Ravine B'Somach. So Tosfos Ksakashe, we hear here different Mahalchim. Ravabo's teretz was a mahalach, that these two is Mishaloi. The others are and Reish HaShone is Mishal Tzibo. So Tosfos had a kasha, why does he only mention this is a teretz on Reish HaShone? This is a teretz on Shavuos also. Just like later, Ravashi said his teretz Pa'alachatos Vailoil is a teretz on Shavuos. Ravina said it's a teretz on everything. So why in the first teretz of Ravabo did we only mention Reish HaShone? Why did the Gemara say it's a teretz on Shavuos also? That's Tosfos Kasha. Iskan Shoyel Aben. Let's look in the Gemara Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. And Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Omer Ravabo, Donim Par Va'ayel Sheloi, Bipar Va'ayel Sheloi, La'afuki Atzeres V'Reish HaShone. So the Gemara does say it's for Emphat the Kasha from Shavuos also. So this kasha the Marsha asks, so the Marsha, the whole Taisa said to Lishkem Shad, so the Marsha said Taisa didn't have the skill set. Taisa was only Geiris Reish HaShone, so now Taisa had a legitimate kasha. So Memela, why didn't Rababo say that his teretz for emphasis the kasha of Shavuos also? So that's how the Marsha says Chat and Taisa.
V'shema,
Zuktach Toisviz, L'Ravabo loy hikshaloy elo miroy shashone. Maybe Ravabo was only asked from Roy Shashone. That's Eres Havanichaluki de Shanina Leel. They didn't ask on Shavuos, because Shavuos is another Teretz, because Shavuos, there's Shnei Elim, and here, there's one aisle. So Memeila Teretz Bechlal, they didn't ask. So you only answer on what you asked, what you were asked. They asked on Rosh Hashanah, so he told them a Teretz on Rosh Hashanah. Aye, this will be a good Teretz for Shavuos also, but the Frexit of Shavuos, I'm Bechnish of Shavuos. Well, Rav Ashi, Hikshu Loi Bebasachas, Meir Teretz and Rosh Hashanah. Rav Ashi was asked from both, but Teretz, Teretz, Echad Al Shnei. Ravine Hikshaloi Bebasachas Kulukushos, and him they asked all the kashas the lel, Betiritz Echot. So he said his teretz of here it's Bekoin Godel, and here it's Bekoin Godel, so he fanfilled all the kashas. Yeah. Zakhta Gemara weiter. The Iko da Amri. Now the Gemara wants to say another teretz. Omar Ravine Donin Avoida Tchila Me Avoida Tchila. You learn out Yom Kippur, which is an Avoida Tchila, from Shemini Lemilum, which is Avoida Tchila. La Fuki Hani De La Tchila Ninu. The others are not Tchila. In fact, the Gemara, my Tchila, what does that mean? That this is Avoida Tchila, the other is not Avoida Tchila. What does Tchila mean? Ilema Tchila Bekoyin Godo. That these two were the, let's say, the Shmini Miluim was the first Avoida that the Kohen Godo did. Yom Kippurim was the first Kolben Tzibur that the Kohen Godo did. That was the first. So Heine Kamaisis, it's right, so it's the Kohen Godo. And for the Gemara, Ella Avoida Tchile B'mokim, me Avoida Tchile B'mokim. So the Gemara says, no, these two were the first times that in this Mokim Avoida was done. That means that the first Avoida was done by the Shmini Meluim, by the Mizbeach Achitz, and that was the first time Avoida was done in that Mokim. And the Avoida Shem HaKippurim, which essentially is Lefnai V'Lefnim, so the first time the Avoida was done in that Mokim was Yom HaKippurim. So there's a similarity between Avoida Shem HaKippurim and Avoida Shmini Lemiluim, that both of them, this was the first time that this Mokim was, an Avoida was done in this Mokim. So Memele, therefore Yom HaKippurim is similar to Shmini Lemiluim. Ilay Metchila Bekayin Godos Atrashi Donim Yom HaKippurim Shehu Shehi Avoido Rishoino Shehu Tlo Bekayin Godos Bekol B'nei Sibo B'Yom HaKippurim HaRishoin. This is the first Avoide. The first Yom HaKippur so this was the first Avoida, that was Avoida Sibyl, that was Mutan the Kohen Gadol, me Avoida Shmini Lemiluim, she Avoida Rishayin, yesh Nasa Zedei Kohen Gadol Miyaylam, this was Bechlal, the first Avoida that the Kohen Gadol had done. So it's Vaita, this is the Kohen Gadol, this is the Kohen Gadol. So we're making this, the Tchile, more Tchile b'mokim, Yom HaKippurim, yesh boy, Avoide lifnai v'lifnim. Yom HaKippurim, the avoide is lifnai v'lifnim. Shebei HaKippurim horishayim. The first Yom HaKippurim was a tchile b'mokim. This was the first time that avoide was done in this mokim. Shekoidem lochein, before Yom HaKippurim, le'nichnas odom shom la'avoide. The person never entered the Kodesh Kadoshim to do avoide. This was the first time this mokim was used for avoide. The Yom Shmini Lemiluyim Oisa Avoida Tchila B'Mizbeach Achitzen. This was the first time that Avoida was done B'Mizbeach Achitzen. So Memele, so that's the similarity between Yom HaKippurim and Shmini Lemiluyim. In fact, Rashi, it's not true. L'chayre, the Shiva Shomim Koyim L'chayim Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avoida. Some emailers, you can't say this is the first time, this is the first time the Avodah was done in the Kodesh Kadoshim. But to say this is the first time Avodah was done in Mizbeach Achitzim, it's not true. The imbish, so it's a trashy, no. The imbish will sheshime shmoishe kol shiva shime amiluyim. Amoishe rabbeinu, tidu avoide kol shiva shime amiluyim. Ein kruya avoide eitzel avoides kehanim. When we're speaking about avoides kehanim, shehu bilvush bigdei kohune, this was Bilvush Bigdei Kohune. Vishel Moshe Becholok Lavon Shleihuchshe Ela Leshoa. So it seems this is a different Musig in Gansen. That's called, with Bigdei Kohune, that's called Avoide. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it's also called something, but it's not called Avoide. Avoide is Kohune, it's not. It's a different sug avoide without zman shebigdayim aleim kunosam aleim. I mean, it was a different. That was a different musig in Gansen. So this was the first time avoide was done in this mokim. Shemayshe Rabbeinu. That doesn't fall into the same category of avoides kohune. So that's the end of that sugya. So we had kashis why in the drosha of lechaper we're only marbe yom kippur, why are we marbe shoshone shvuis. So these are the terutzim which were said on these kashis. Now something new. Ki osa ravdimi omar rabbi yochanan. Ki osa ravdimi omar rabbi yochanan. Masni Chode, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Masni Tarti. That in the not well explained. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chode, and the pasuk that we had started off the sugya Menoani Mili, that is a Chiyuv Prisha. So he brought the pasuk Asher Osa Bayoyim Hazeh, that there was a Din Prisha Bayoyim Hazeh. Tziva Hashem Laseis Lachaper Aleichem. So on this drosha of Tziva Hashem Laseis Lachaper Aleichem, so Rabbi Yochanan says, this is teaching us one other place needs prisha. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chode Laseis Lachaper Eilu Maise Yom HaKippurim. We have a limud only that Yom HaKippurim needs prisha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Masni Tarti, Lasois Eilu Maise Poro, Lechaper Eilu Maise Yom HaKippur. So Memele, so here we hear from Rav Dimi that Rabbi Yochanan held only Yom HaKippurim needs Prisha, not Seiref HaSapore. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says both need Prisha. Zogt die Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chode, so that means that only Yom Kippurim needs Prisha Shivas Yomim Mikoidim. But not, we have two Mishnahs. We learned one Mishnah, Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom Kippurim. And we learned another Mishnah, Veshivas Yomim Koidim Sreifes Hapore. So we see klar that you need Prisha, the Koyin HaSreifes Hapore also needs Prisha. And the Gemara, Maila Ba'almu. That's not Me'ikar Adin, that's a Maila. Let us see Rashi. It's a Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chode, Loidorish Mahai Kro, the Chasha Osa, Bayoy Mazeh, is weiter, Tzivolas is Lachape, Elo Chode Prisha. Only one other place needs Prisha. So the Gemara says, Ay, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold. What does he do? There's a din that the Kohen HaSoyev needs prisha. Maila ba'alme minei hakal sheikilu boy letamei midas ha-Kohen HaSoyev. Since they were meikel, they were metame the Kohen HaSoyev to make him at Vuyoyim. Osu bo maila yisrabek. So they made a whole bunch of mailas. So this din prisha is one of the mailas they make. Fragt die Gemara, ob es auch Kaponim, Rav Dimi said, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Din Prisha is only by The Dimprisha Midina is only by Yom Kippur. But Omar Minyunmi Bachelkie, Omar Mechashie Baridi, Omar Abyoichenin, Kasha Osa Beyoimaze, Tziva Hashem Lasais Lechaper Aleichem. That's how the Sugi started on that base. Lasais Eilu Maise Pore, Lechaper Eilu Maise Yom Kippur. So we see clear that Rabbi Yochanan did darshan that is a chiyuv parisha by Seiref Esapore. And for the Gemara, Ahu de Rabbi. This member of Rabbi Yochanan is not his personal opinion, that he's saying b'shem Rabbi. Because we see the chiyoso rovin, Omer Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Lasois Eilu Maise Pore Lechaper Eilu Maise Yom Kippur. Zog Taisvis. De Rabbehu, de Chiosa Rov. So the Gemara says that the member of Rabbi Yechon in Dav Beis is the Chiosa Rov in Omer Rabbi Yechon, Mishim Rabbi Shmuel. Zog Taisvis, havi motzi lemeimer amiroi ninu valibe de Rabbi Yechon, vetuve ike bishas. He says, Bemis in the Gemara could have said, that is a machloikis, Rav Dimi and Rovin. And we have this many times. That Rav Dimi says, Rabbi Yechon holds, you only learn out Prisha Yom Kippurim. And Rovin says, you learn out, Rabbi Yechon said that there's a Dim Prisha by Seref Esapor also. Chiyosa Rav Dimi, the Chiyosa Rav Dimi also leflugia amayrish alefonov. Rovin said azoi, and Rav Dimi said azoi. Ela mishum da ashkech behed yid Rabbi Yochanan mishmei da Rabbi Shmuel omar hochi. He said, plo b'shem Rabbi Shmuel hochi mishan yochi. So mamel, that was tava machem tzores. So let us say that this is b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, this is what he himself holds. V'im toima, ve Rabbi Yochanan heiche polik al Rabbi Shmuel shultane. But the second member we bring a member of Yechon b'shem Rabbi Shmuel. So how could you fight with? How could you be choylik on Rabbi Shmuel? B'shloimer mishum da ashkech b'raisa lekamon tisanye kevosei a b'raisa which is like Rabbi Yochanan. And we'll see in this b'raisa it says you only learn out prisha b'yom kippur. The loy garcine bebraise de sani kebosi de Rabbi Yochanan lasse ze maisapore. In the braise, which Sigmar brings that ballad, it doesn't say lasse ze maisapore. Elohi garcine, lasse slachabe ze maisa yema kippurim. Bechem mashmi bitoich perish rashi, shepirish, ucheshem, shemafrish, and just like yemafrish the coin, for Yom Kippur, Yom Mafrish for the Seiref Esapore. So Rashi says, Lav Mikro Yalef, Lav Mala Bealma. So Memela, so it seems we have a Bereise weiter, Tanya Kevosei, and in this Bereise it says, you learn out from a Posek, the Zachiv Afrosh for Yom Kippur, and not for Seiref Esapore. Shem Shem Afrishim is La Locha, Yom Mafrish for Seiref Esapore, it's a Mala Bealma. So Memela, so Al-Kocher, there's another Tane. There's another Tane that's chaylik on Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Yochanan passing like that Tane. Nami Yeshloima midekoma Rabbi Yochanan mishmei de Rabbi Shmuel ochi. The Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan Gufa Vaisleis is another Tane. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Shmuel learns out Lasis is going on my sepore. Mechlal de Rabbonim prigile vidoma ke Rabbonim. That alone that he said Rabbi Shmuel said Lasis means my sepore. So one could be medayik that the Chachamim hold that Lasis is not my sepore. Now starts Psashtikul Nusugir. Omar loy reishrot leishlokish leRabbi Yochanan. Meheche koyalfes lo, from where did you learn out that Yom Kippur needs prisha? Mimiluyim, you learned that from miluyim. Ima miluyim kol akosov behen ma'akev behem. So if you're learning out from miluyim, so it should be dumi the miluyim. Ima miluyim kol akosov behen ma'akev behem. There the prisha was ma'akev. Avochinami kola kosuv behem, ma'akiv behem. So lechayr, if you're learning at Yom HaKippurim from Miluyim, so the priest should be ma'akiv by Yom Kippur also. V'chiteima hochinami, maybe you'll tell me enochinami takas. So the priest is ma'akiv by Yom Kippur. So no, it's not true. Was nan, we learned in the Mishneh, Umaskinin loy koyin acher, that we're misakin, we're mazmin a koyin acher, the loy ktoni mafrishin, doesn't say you're mafrish a koyin acher. So the koyin acher, you're mazmin him. We hear in the Taisus Yishonim, the maskinin loy begodim should fit him, that's a taich maskinin. We were mazrim, he should be metam himself, that's all maskinin, but it doesn't say mafrishin. Loy ktoni mafrishin. So Memele, so what did we accomplish? And what will be if the first Koyin will become Tomei? So we use the second Koyin, but there was no Hafrosha by the second Koyin. So Lachaira, if you'll say that we learn out, if you'll tell me that we learn out from the Miluyim, so it has to be Dumi the Miluyim, there it's Ma'akev. See, it also should be Ma'akev. So why isn't it Ma'akev by Yom HaKippurim? Because Lamaisa, we end up with a second Koyin who was not Mufreshi v'Shomim. V'chiteime mai maskinen mafrishin. No, that's the taich maskinen mafrishin. Is listening a idi vidi maskinen a idi vidi mafrishin. So if maskinen means mafrishin, so be consistent with your loshen. And since the Tana was meshana the loshen, so by istachois mafrishin is the kind godel you mafrish. And the second koyin, you're not mafrish. So by istachois, but the eved, it is not ma'akir. Yeah. So Ba'istoi said it is not Ma'akev. So that's schwer. If you are learning out from Miluyim, it should be doing the Miluyim. Omalei, no, Ella Mar Mehecha Yaliflo. So yes, Reshlokish, no, yes, Nakash and me. And where do you know the Din Prisha? Omar Misina, he says, I learned that Atake from Misina. Tachsiv vayishkain kavoid Hashem al har Sinai, vayichaseyu heonon sheish shomim. Now we'll see, he learned this pasuk is speaking about after Matan Torah, vayishkain kavoid Hashem al har Sinai, vayichaseyu heonon, in the onon covered Moshe Rabbeinu sheish shomim. Vayikra el Moshe b'yom ha'shvi. Then, so Moshe Rabbeinu was in the onon sheish shomim. This was a prisha of Moshe Rabbeinu before he was olah l'shamayim. So he had to be porush 6 days. He wasn't the onon 6 days. Bichdei k'si vayikra el Moshe b'yom ha'shvi. Mai sheish shomim. So the rehitas loshen agmore. We'll see, it's not possible that Rashi had this girsa, or Tosef had this girsa. The Rehitas Loshna Gemara is as follows, that, Vayikra Moshe b'yom ha'shvi, Mai sheish shomim. So why does, it should have said, this, Vayishkin kved Hashem har Sinai, v'chaseyu ha'onon, Vayikra Moshe b'yom ha'shvi. So memele, so I'll know that the seventh day was called, so he was 6 days in the onon. Why does it say, b'fesh v'chaseyu ha'onon sheish shomim? So the Yitto of Sheish Shomim is coming to tell us, is Ma Sheish Shomim Ze Bono Ov, Ma Sheish Shomim Ze Bono Ov. So the Yitto is telling us, Shekol HaNichne B'machne Shchine Ton Prishe Shisha. So Fakel, the Limud is from the Yitto of Sheish Shomim, that you need Sheish Shomim before you enter Machne Shchine. So Memela, Hu Adin, for the Kayin Godel to enter the Kaidish Kadoshim, which is also Machne Shchine, so Memeil Damechadom Naprishe von Sheish Shomim. Freg de Gemore vohanan Shivatnan. Lochere, the Zadin Prisha of Shiva Shomim. And with the Gemore Masnisin Rabbi de Bemseiri, the Chayish Letumas Beisa. Let us see Rashi. Ima miluim kol hakosuv behen ma'akiv behen kidefina lekama bishmaiten. Lektoni mafrish in the miyor epsul bekoin godl, yishamr zebeloi prish. Elomar meheche yalef, omalei misinai, shemotzinu shepirish moishe, koidem knisosoi lemachne shchine. Now, the that's in the Sikh Yitzchak is medayik from Rashi, that Rashi did not learn this whole Yitta. The Gemara Vayis says he learned from a Yitta. Mai sheisha shomim, ze bono ov. It seems it's absurd. The sheisha shomim is miyuta, so sheisha shomim is coming to tell us that all over need a prisha of sheisha shomim. Rashi Vayis tochayis, it's a mamatzino. Shemetzino shepir shmoishe, kadim knisosu, lomachna shchine. We see that he was Pirish. We learn that from Sinai, not from the Yitor of Sheisha Shomim. From the Halach of Sheisha Shomim, from the Hanog of Sheisha Shomim. We see one needs Prisha Sheisha Shomim. Vichaseyu he'onon le'moshe. Yeah. Agavucha, I saw one of the Mephoshim, the Yaakov, and if Yosef brings down, Bechal the Indian of Prisha, he brings down from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says, if a Malach is 7 days in Elam Hazah, Belter Reis Malach. He has to become Megushim. So he wants to say, the Holden Prisha was, there was the other way around. We wanted to make from a Koyin a Malach. Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokei. So we wanted to make from him a Malach. So in order to make from a Koyin a Malach, it means a person is what his surroundings are. So they brought him into the Lishkas Palhedrin or wherever the Prisha was. So the Tzeirich of the Prisha was to transform him to make from a Koyin HaMalach. That was some of the Indian. Or here we say the Prisha 6 days. By Chisaya Ono Lemosh. So the Gemara says, so what's this? So why is it says 7 days? Abidim Emseir Lekama Bepirkin Letumas Beisai. The seventh day, Shema im yizokek le ishtoi visire dam beshas biye, venimse tome shivas yomim kemishpat boil nidav lo yuchol avid biyem akipurim. So memela, that's why he was perish, will only be perish 6 days, so it could be he'll be tome yem akipurim. So that's why he was perish me ishtoi the seventh day, the first of the seventh day. But the din prishe, that, in our Mishnah it says, there's a prisha, Lishkas Palhedrin, he was Pirish, not only Pirish, me Ishtoi, basically could be his Ishtoi, which is true, but there was a prisha to, Muchadike Mokim, that Meiker Adin is 6 days, and that we learn out from Sinai. Zebonov kolam nichnes lemachne shchine. So the Gemara says that from here we learn out that everyone who enters machne shchine has to be payer 6 days. Tamely, bishloim emimiluyim gomar shaper af ledoires midrchiv behedye kasha osa bayoyim azeh. Tzivo Hashem lasais lechapel. So there the pasuk says, "Flow the way the need prisha shivishimem iluim. You need prisha also. Tzivo Hashem lasais lechapel. Af pore af yom kippurim. Elam Sinai heichigoma. What's the limud? Midinokat ze bono of mashme miyiture dekronofik." The Gemara uses a loshim bono of the miyutur and novik nisa bepere kolatode v'ochim ayutur eikir. Sich Yitzchak mutzik zich zeh shtar kaftaisus. He says, "Lachay Rabbinian nov is a mamatzin. A mamatzin don't need a yitur. I maybe back zeh shav has to be mufne, but a mamatzin there's no such thing." It says, "Vakelt by there the Gemara says a yitur. The Gemara says there bono of. So vakelt there it's shver. Why you need a yitur? Maybe that's not the vice is the olimud is mitayres yitur. But al kaponim mitayres vice the chayisab. So you need a yitur. The nire dochin nami lavetzoch lemichta vol yamoishe laho veyichas onen esaho vayikra Hashem lemoishe beyayim ashvi mitayich onam aitzoch lemichta vichase onen sheishe shomim. So it seems Taisus also didn't have Agir. So that means what Taisus says, our Gemara says this, my Sheish Hashem, the Gemara says this Cheshbon. Vikra Moshe Ben Moshe, my Sheish is Shomim. The Gemara says Klod, but it seems that Tosis didn't have the skills. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, he the Chayish Letumis Beisei. Taimoli, like Tosfos, Agabucha the Sikh Yitzchak brings down the Tosfos of Yuma were written by the Maram Rutenberg. You see that the Lashonis are a little different. Taimoli, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira Nami Tizki B'Sheisha Yomim Gabi Pore. That means if the whole Din Prish is Batsim 6 days. Now the only reason you need 7 days is he has to be Perish Meishtei, Tom will be Nimsoni, then he'll be a Bayon Nid, he'll be Tommy for 7 days. So that's a Cheshbin by Yom HaKippurim, that a Tvul Yom is possible. But by Poro, Tizgi B'Shisha Yomim, Gabi Poro, Kiv the Tvul Yom Koshe B'Poro. Since a Tvul Taktais ves taimali, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira nami tizka b'shisha yomim gabi poro. Kiven de tfu yoim kosha bepora. Since the tfu yoim is kosha bepora, litvalei betzafre b'yoim ha-shvi. So let him table himself b'yoim ha-shvi. B'yisrei boi b'yim. Hapore. Do maskino lekamo, de boyol nide tfilosei b'yoim. Can be table himself, but yeah, not like a nida mamish that's table balayla. Lamandas al kadaifa lakaman de tvila balayla, hokoma de mafrishin leisha achas somach lishkiya sachama, and came out si tovil balayl zayin, so he had ready the 7 days, the yisrei fapora lamocha. So again, so why do you need 7 days? Yeshleim lemay the precious leil the hod the tful yoim kosher bepore hani mili tful yoim the tume the rabbanon. Taisus has said pshat lemayse you don't make him tummy the raise. The whole tume was that big day kaidish a medres loise chatos. There was only a tume the rabbanon. That was the tume. They put their hands on him. They told him ishi kain godon. That's it. So it became at Tommy the Rabbona. The Hod the Tvu Yom Kosher Parad Mila Tvu Yom the Tumah the Rabbona. Avo Tvu Yom the Bayil Nidishu the Raisa Osri Rabbona. So Taisus holds even though Meikar Adin it would be kosher min Atayre, but the Rabbona Nasser. Avo Gavin the Raisa Shori at Tvu Tvu Yom the Tumah the Raisa. Mikomba Kim Rabbona Gozrebe. As Lefize Niche. So that's why you need a Prisha. Of 7 days, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, by Oseira Vesapore, because Midarabonon, they were not matter at full yoim of a tume de raisa. But oi, then I don't say a second test. Why ikatane, the peirik, kolas vochim, the spear like the film de raisa, lehuta betu yoim, ella de tome mace. That what we say, mina toira, that a tfu yoim is muta by service of pora, that's a tfu yoim of tomei meis. The cause of bahi parsha, a tfu yoim de sheret is also muta by service of pora, dosa bikavachem and mitomei meis. Abrabezoi, if to, according to this man, the yoma, that only a tfu yoim or tomei sheret is a kavachem. Holds like this tane, that only a tome meis, a boil need a nuts, a meis go push it, so a tool yama of a boil need is take a puzzle, the schreif as por. Zog de Gemara weiter. Oma alei Rabbi Yochanan l'reish lokish. So Rabbi Yochanan, so we have here a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan learned out the din prishe from Shmini l'milui. And reish lokish learned out from Sinai. Oma alei Rabbi Yochanan l'reish lokish b'shloime l'didi the yalfine m'milui. The whole din prishe is from milui. Hainu desanye, so it's very good. We learned in a baraisa that those 7 days that the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen HaSeirev, was Pirish, is there, mazin olav kol shiva, They made Hazor Kol Shiva Mikol Chatois Shahoyusham. They took all the Eifrei Chatos that they had from all the Kahanim, that from all the Poradumas they had. They were Maze, they made Mechatos from all this Eifer. They were Maze each day on him, they made Hazor. The Havi Nami Hazoi Bemiluyim. So, Mamela, what's the Makoyer that in the seven, the Shiva Shimea Prisha, you have to make Hazor each day? Because in the Shiva Shimea Miluyim, there was also Hazor. Now, in the Shiva Shimea Miluyim, there was Hazor as Dam. We'll see later. There were Mazah Dam each day on Aaron and Bono. Okay, but there was a Hazor. We'll see later, Hazor as Maim, Hazor as Dam. But Al Kaponim, there was Hazor by the Shiva Shimea Miluyim. So Memela, so there was Hazor, and that was the Shiva Shimei Miluyim was Shiva Shimei Aprisha. So Memela, so by the Prisha of the Sefer Saporen and then the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippurim, they also made Hazor Shiva Shomim. Elo ledidoch the Yalfis Mi Sinai, but according to you, the Yalfis Mi Sinai Hazor B'Sinai Mi Avoi. Was there Hazor b'Sinai? Were there Mazan Moshe Rabbeinu b'Sinai? Omalei, so Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, b'letaimeich miniche, according to you, I'm wrong, yeah? B'miluyim dam, hochemayim, how can you learn out, how can you learn from the miluyim, that there was Hazor's dam, here's Hazor's mayim. So the Gemara says, so how like cash? But that's not true. The Tony Rabchia nichnasu mayim tachas dam. That we were duplicating the hazor that was in the prish of the shiris meiluyim nichnasu mayim tachas dam. That's not cash. But let's get back to Reish Lakish. El didoch hazor besina mehave. Omalei mayle baalme. So he says einachanami. That Taki, there's no limud on Hazor, and the whole Indian of Hazor is a mile of Zogt Rashi, Kol Shivis Yimei Dahafrosh, Mikol Chatoi Shehoyu Shom, Mikol Pore Uporo Hoyonoisnim Tzas Limishmeres in the Eifer Bechil, that was put the mishmeres, kach shaninu b'meseches pore. V'ani shamati eifer pore shel Moshe loy kolo. This is the sich Yitzchak, it's much as sich da, and this Rashi, what Rashi is chaylik or moisef, that v'ani shamati eifer pore shel Moshe loy kolo. V'al kaponim mikol chatoi shahoyu shom, they were mazer from the eifa of all the chatois. Davoi nami hazos. He said, "Bishlam according to me, davoi bezor beprisha the miluim kolzayim. V'chsiv ayaz al arim. V'chsiv shivash yomim yamale yeshodom. Kolzayim also lehem kechoyk yayim arishen. So the Gemara asked, 'Miluim dam? Azois miluim shal dam? K'dersiv?' So he said, 'That's no problem.'" The Tony Rabchiye lekamei bishmaiten maisi lo Rabchiye's memory that mayim tachas dam. So, but according to Reish Lakish is shver. So Reish Lakish answered mayle ba'alme bepore kedamorim. Bepore there was a mayle because we said before since the were meikel that a tful yoyim is kosher, so they made a multitude of mayles. But yoyim akipurim lekvoid knises machne shchine. So they made also a maila that yamaze b'chol yoyim. Let us see Tosfos. Nichnesu mayim tachas dam. So Tosfos, the lav legamri droshe gemurehi, it's not a real droshe, ha de gomri mimiluyim, el asmach de baalme. Because it would be a real droshe, so then the iker kro de kasher also ba yoyim aze yesh leforish de ba yoyim rishen shol zayin yemei amiluyim oma lahem pashtis the poshib shatan posik is that the first day of the shivis mei amiluyim oma lahem kasher also ba yoyim aze this whole seder Ziva Hashem lasses kol zayin yemei amiluim. That is pashta dikro. So this whole thing is a smachta ba'alme. V'chein peirish rashi pshutei b'peirish chumish. V'kiven das machta ba'alme in lochish emrine nichnesu mayim tachas dam. So the whole thing felt a bissel modne. That means if it's an asmachte, so what was, we had a kasha with other terrors. Reish Lakish asked on Rabbi Yochanan, if you're learning out from the Miluyim, so just like that's ma'akev, it also should be ma'akev. He says, I mean, l'chayre, if we're going in it's asmachte, nichnas mayim tachas dam, so l'chayre, the kasha, this is a gefelach. I mean, who says it has to be? I mean, if it's a limud gomel, if it's a b'chinah from doimi no mi no, you're learning out from the milum. That's I'm doing the milum. That's ma'akev. The whole thing is an asmachta. So memela. So I mean, so lachere. Then about a bissel modna the kasha for shlokisha. Who says it has to be in der nekude doimi the milum that it should be ma'akev? Hazo besinai mihave, v'im toima fektoisves, v'have besinai hazo asdam, d'chsiv v'yikach moishe asadom, v'yizroik al ho'om. There was hazo also. Svasemes in the Sich Yitzchok ask on toisves, what shaykhes does this hazo have? Here we are saying as follows. We're saying that the prisha needs a hazor. That means the zeb zeh maznalein koshivas hayomim. The prisha, you need hazor b'shas prisha. So Charles, where do you get this from? So Bishlam, if you learn from the miluim, there was hazor in the shiva shimei miluim, which was the meya prisha. There was hazor. It's very good. This hazor, the prisha was after matan Torah. This prisha, the sheish shaman, was after matan Torah. So what's like toisves that they were mazed dam before? That was before matan Torah. That's a different hazor. What shaykhes does this have to the hazor? What we're speaking about? We're speaking about hazor of shas prisha. This was hazor before matan Torah, which has nothing to do with the prisha. V'yeshloimal. So Taisa says another. This wasn't the hazor of tare. That means this wasn't letzayrich Moshe Rabbeinu to be metayrim, because you see this was al kolom who were not nichnas lemachne shchine. This was a besonder hazor. Dambris tarsiv hinei dambris osay shekor simoch. Inami, hochi koma, hazor kol zayin besinai mihave. So the second teretz of Tosfos is, let's not go into to particulars. We're speaking about that you need a makor of hazor zayin. By, it says zevizah yemazn olov zayin. So that was the kasha. Where do you see this Azor Zayin? There was Azor one day. We're looking for a makor of Azor Zayin. Azor Zayin was only by the Miluyim, not by Sinai. V'taymali, the lakama bepirkin amrinin echad zeh, ma'mazin olav kol Zayin, u'masig de levad mishabes. So the Sich Yitzchok explains Taisvis kasha as follows. That so it comes out the whole Gemara's kasha is not to find a makor of hazor. By Sinai is also hazor, but the Gemara's kasha was where do you find a makor of hazor zayin? That's the Gemara's kasha. Salkoponim vaystachois, you need hazor zayin. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's good. Rabbi Yechanan is hazor zayin. So we're looking for Azor Zayin. Frektach Toisves, the Gemara says later, Lamaisa, they weren't Mazor Zayin. They weren't Mazor on Shabbos. So Memele, so then the whole thing is very modern. If the whole Shaklevitai is an Azor Zayin, Lamaisa, they weren't Mazor Zayin, side by Por and side by Yom Kippur. That's Toisves Kash. Umasik to Levad Mishabbos. The Ishloima, the Miluim have Azor Kozayim. The Stakia,
That's the shakl of a tie. There's a zozaim.
Avo b'yayim ha-kipure, b'doyres ha-choyne, gozol ha-zo mishim shvuz, tayasad ha-zo, somitz nirikim ha-sakin,
b'sru b'shabes. So, l'maise, I mean, even though Taisvis knew, Pekadachim of the Sikh Yitzhak explained that even though, I mean, Taisvis knew that ha-zo is also b'shabes, we heard in Psochem that ha-zo is also b'shabes, but then there's a cheshben, then the cheshmoz, he could have made it the day before. I mean, so, it could have been done before the Shavuos. But El Koponim, so Taisvis held, if there's a din of ha-zo zayin, they shouldn't have been geyser. Taisvis says, no, there's tak a din of ha-zo zayin, but they were geyser, that Shabbos should not make ha-zo.
V'teimoli, the Lekamon Meforish, later the Gemara explains, what is the cheshben of ha-zo zayin? Rishon, the first day, Yomaze Shemo Shlishi. Maybe this is the third day that he touched a mace. So Memela, so maybe it's Shlishi. Sheini, Shemo Shlishi. The second day, Yomaze, also maybe he touched a mace 3 days before the second day. U'menole l'gmore the time of the Rameyim Yishum Shosha. So the Gemara is explaining Cheshbonis, why you need Azor Zayin. With Cheshbonis, it might be the third day, might be the seventh day. Leima Mishum de Gome Mimiluim. Bab Azor Kol Zayin. Vishemo Rab Yosi Rab Chanina de Kama Ochi Le Kamon. Svira Leike Lo Ish Lokish. Rab Yosi Rab Chanina does say this Cheshbon weiter. Of Rishon Shema Shlishi Sheni Shema Shlishi, maybe he also Kishlokish Legama Mimiluim Elamalo Baalma Mishmar Shosh Rishon Doma Shlishi Inami Yeshloima Filaman De Gomal Mimiluim. So maybe if you hold out Miluim Tak, maybe Tak you don't need this Cheshbon. It's only Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chanina said this Cheshbon because he holds like Chesh Lokish. And I'm Yishloim, I feel a man the goma me miluyim svir lay de kroas mach de baume vim kain like the time Emerson Taisa said before say lab de ike taime ktsas of a matzich abon azo ach yitzich lefrushi taime. That means enoch anami de is an asmach, but you have to have some sort of a not a limud gomo, so you have to have a legitimate reason for his wife to make azo kozayim. So Memela, the Gemara gave a legitimate reason. Rishon Shem Shlishi, Sheini Shem Shlishi. But, and then they were mass mechit to the Miluyim.